I have here an album on the London label of England's newest hitmakers.
This is
The Music Bit.
Well, this is what you've been waiting for, young people.
New music podcast.
The Music Bit with Jack Miles.
Just the right balance, this one, isn't it? A gorgeous mix of pop and some melancholic vocals in there as well. This is Troves and Youth in Decay starting off the show. And welcome to podcast number 22. I'm having to record this slightly earlier than I normally would. So if I sound a bit tired, it's because of that. It's because today is the day that Glastonbury tickets come out. So I'm going to enter that mad scrum where you're desperately clicking refresh in the hope that you will get to go to the best festival in the world. It could go one of two ways. I could either be sat there doing this.
Yay, car,
yeah, woohoo, I'm going to Glasto.
Yay!
Or more likely, and the way it's been for the last 3 years, I could be like this. Life is ending. It's going to be a bit of delete as applicable, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm sure if you check my Twitter feed, you'll be able to find out how I got on. On with the show then, as per usual, a great mix of new music for you. This is a man called Robert Munoz and a song called I Was Dreaming.
In my hometown, in my head, you were pushing what I should have said. You told me you were leaving, that you would run away. I was dreaming that you would stay. Down the bullet to the brain. Hey, can tell you that you see.
Just a beautiful and poignant record, this one, isn't it? It's by a band called Eves, and it's called As Old As the Grave. It's the vocals and work of a man called Joseph Lyons from Leeds, and it's just something really special, isn't it? He's got a full EP due for release in November, and you can pre-order that now on iTunes as well. Before that, we had a song by Robert Munoz called I Was Dreaming. I just love his voice. There's some kind of raw charm to it, which I really, really enjoy. The interesting thing about him is that he's in two bands already, and he still has time to release stuff as a solo project as well. I mean, how the hell do you find time to do that? I struggle to work out which order it is I have to make a cup of tea in, whether I have to put the milk in first or anything like that. He is in two bands and releasing stuff as a solo artist. I mean, that deserves a round of applause, I think. Got myself into a bit of a situation. It's been a horrible week for me for one big reason, and that reason is sat on the end of my nose right now. It's right here. I've had a massive spot there all week, and it's just not gone away. I thought it would die down by the end of it, but it's just not gone away. I feel like I'm a teenager again. It's so big, I've genuinely given it a nickname. It's called Rudy, because my nose looks a bit like Rudolph. That's why. It's so annoying though, it just won't go away, and every time I sort of look in front of me, I can kind of catch this massive red glow on the end of my snout. So I thought, what's the best way that I can deal with this? And I've decided to vent my frustrations through the medium of poetry, and I'd like to share that with you right now. Oh, large red spots on the end of my nose, you really are the top of my woes. Some would say you're a little zit, but I think you're a piece of grit. Just look at the way it sits and glows. Ooh, I feel so much better. Swinging on and happy, hippie, yeah. This is Camel Power Club, a song called Fisher.
Girl, you're not so pretty. even in the winter snow. You deserve much better. I think it's time to grow.
When I first heard this, I was trying to think of what it reminds me of, and it's the Velvet Underground. There's definitely elements of the Velvet Underground when you listen to this, but it kind of sounds like they have been given one of those beat pad things with all the drum sound effects on it, doesn't it? So the Velvet Underground, but with a beat pad on there. Like it though, that's Camel Power Club, their track called Fisher. On iTunes and Spotify and SoundCloud and all the rest of it, you can have a listen to their EP as well, which is good. It's a nice EP. Check out their song called Franz. It's just a really pretty, dreamy song. Do you know, should I play it this week? No, I'll tell you what, I'll play it in next week's podcast in case you can't be asked to go and have a look at it. In just a few moments' time, we're going to meet a lady called Tiffany. She runs a music magazine that's based in Bristol called Drunken Werewolf. It represents the Bristol area. And we're going to hear how she got into new music blogging, and she's going to give us a little tip-off for an artist that we should all check out as well. Drunken Werewolf, it's quite an interesting name for a blog, isn't it? I did ask her where it came from.
Dressed up to go out to a Halloween party, drinking quite a lot of alcohol, because it was my first year, and I wanted to start a music blog, and this person was like, well, you should just look at your surroundings. I was like, I will. And I registered the domain name Drunken Werewolf when I was drunk, so then I was stuck with it.
So it all kind of developed from a drunken night out. If we slow Tiffany down just the slightest bit, we can kind of get a feel of what she's like when she's drunk.
Dressed up to go to a Halloween party, drinking quite a lot of alcohol because it was my first year, and I wanted to start a music blog, and this person was like, "Oh, you just look at your surroundings." It's like, I will.
Feel a little bit guilty now. Sorry, Tiffany. We were going to hear from her next, actually. She's going to tell us about her blog, how she got into it, what her passions are for finding new music. We'll hear from her next after Bella Figura. This is a track called Remember You Said.
I remember you said, keep your cool and you will never lose your hair. Yeah. I remember when it was easy and we couldn't see the end. Yeah. I remember you said, take it easy and you'll never get sad. Yeah. But I can never forget all the things that I have done and regret. Yeah. If true love was dead, we wouldn't be in this mess. No. Well, what if I said it'd be easier if we were just friends?
Bella Figura, and remember you said this is part of their forthcoming EP, which is coming out very, very soon. So like them on Facebook and be able to get all the updates on there as well. Time, though, for a fun musical fact. Did you know Bella Figura means beautiful life in Italian? And today's Further Musical Fact was sponsored by Polo Mints. For all your fresh, minty, breathy... this joke was much funnier in my head. It's not really a joke, is it? It's a bit pad. So I'm going to shut up now. I'm not sure what's wrong with me today. I think I'm a bit overtired. I'm just gone a bit crazy. I want to introduce you to somebody who has a real passion for new music and finding undiscovered artists. She's called Tiffany Daniels. She's the editor and creator extraordinaire of a music blog and magazine called Drunken Werewolf. It's based in Bristol. They try to feature local artists, but they also do international scene as well. If you like finding something new, then check out the website, because I'm going to guarantee you'll find something on there which you love and you'll want to listen to over and over again. And Tiffany is so passionate about finding new music. So she told me a bit about how she started off blogging, what she searches for in a band, and then a bit later on, she gives a quick tip off as well as to a new artist that we all should be listening to. So let's hear it from Tiffany Daniels, editor extraordinaire of Drunken Werewolf magazine in Bristol.
Right, it started too long ago to remember, probably about 10 years ago, I think we're coming up to that anniversary, but it started on LiveJournal, so it wasn't particularly proper to begin with at all, and that developed into a zine fairly quickly. I published that throughout uni, which was in Liverpool, was printed magazine to begin with. Now it's going down the digital route. I've admitted defeat, even though I like printed magazines. The advantage of that is actually it's grown more than I could have afforded it to grow if we were in print, so there's a good side to it as well.
I have such a sort of romantic image in my mind of sort of a student you working away into the late hours, rather than doing a dissertation, working away on printed edition of a magazine.
That was pretty much it, yeah. I did the zine over a photocopier in the basement of the library at Liverpool, and I used to have to separate every page out. I'd have 50 copies of one page, and I'd separate each page out on the living room floor, much to the dislike of my housemates. They'd come into the living room, it would just be full of paper that I'd photocopied.
I love that so much.
I'm not sure if it was romantic at the time, but I'm quite glad we graduated away from doing that.
Yeah, it makes it a bit easier now when it's all digitalised. Yeah. But I mean, just from that story and building up the magazine as it is now, the passion for discovering new artists and new music just comes across from you so much. So what is it that is so special about doing that for you? Why did you do it?
I think it actually it feeds back into the DIY thing. I started writing about musicians that I thought were being undercovered for whatever reason. So they weren't necessarily unsigned, but they weren't getting the support I thought that they were due. And that definitely continues with Drunken Werewolf. We don't need someone to be represented in order for us to cover them at all. In fact, if anything, we probably are a little bit biased towards people who are unrepresented. So it really is about helping people for whatever reason, usually because they're good.
Let's talk about that new unsigned scene then. So you're based down in Bristol. So what's the new music vibe like down there?
It's booming at the moment, actually. There's quite a few labels that have either moved here or people have moved here and started up a label in Bristol. Howling Owl and also Artist Hard, he's just moved here. So we've got some really good scene purveyors backing us. And then also there's kind of the standing icons of the Bristol music scene that are still here, especially the venue owners. I mean, Fleece, Louis, Thekla, Antrim's had some kind of strange kind of redesign. It looked a bit like a school hall. I think they're redoing it again now. But Ansem Rooms have been a constant for me since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen loads of bands there. More recently, I've seen quite a few touring bands play there as well. So there's always been a scene here. But I think more recently, with people moving to the city and also the city getting a bit of exposure outside of Bristol, it's growing, certainly.
Let's talk about this month's issue of the magazine then.
Esben and the Witch are on the front. I really love them. I saw them play and I actually interviewed them at the same time when they played Rise on their record store tour. It was a few weeks ago now. And they're going to play Simple Things at the end of this month. We've also got a few other artists that are playing in Bristol this month. We always cover people who are either playing in or living in Bristol during that month.
And also, there's, I was flicking through it, and there, you're going to get sick of people asking you this question, but the name Drunken Werewolf, and you've put a special a special article in there. Just give me the story of what is behind it.
It's embarrassing. I was on a live journal community back in, I think probably it was 2005, it must have been, because it was around the time I started the blog, and I was dressed up to go out to a Halloween party, drinking quite a lot of alcohol, because it was my first year, and I wanted to start a music blog, and this person was like, well, you should just look at your surroundings. I was like, I will. And I registered the domain name Drunken Werewolf when I was drunk, so then I was stuck with it.
Wow, and yet another something born out of a drunken night out. Tiffany,
exactly, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I've got one last thing to ask you as well. I'll ask you to sort of tip off a band, something which you've been listening to that you really have enjoyed hearing. So what was your tip off?
My band tip off is The Dreamers. They're actually a Brooklyn based band, but they recall the 2000 scene when it was good, so the indie music that I really liked when I was at uni, they've kind of taken up the mantle of that scene and revived it. Essentially, it's a really catchy song, Wolves, as well. It helps that it relates to an animal I'm quite associated with. And they've got an EP coming out at the end of November, which is brilliant. We've actually reviewed that for the next issue, and they remind me of everything that I liked in 2005.
All the other ones never
I'm not afraid to die.
First time I've heard this, actually. It's by Dreamers, and a song called Wolves is tipped off to us by Tiffany Daniels from Drunken Werewolf magazine. Check it out on the internet. Just type it into Google, you'll be able to find it. Really, really interesting. We're going to try and feature a few more music blogs on the show, and also just hear about how people got into it, because I just find it so interesting. Hearing Tiffany's story as well, where she's on about having to photocopy everything on the university photocopier in the bottom of the library. Find that fascinating, and so DIY as well. Love it. We're going to do a few more of them in future weeks' time. Oh, it's the time for my senses to start tingling. We reveal the best song as voted by you from last week's podcast. Thank you so much to everyone that's voted on the website, themusicbit.co.uk. I'm quite pleased with the artist that has won this week's poll, purely because their song has stayed in my head for so long. After I played it, I listened back to it a few times, and it's just got something so catchy about it, and it pops up at the strangest times, you know, in the shower, places like that. You just sing along to it. It's Bengal Lancers and Morning Light.
Saying you're right, saying you're right. You've been saying
Bengal Lancers, Morning Light. They won the poll for the best song from last week's podcast. If you've heard something you like, if you want to get it played in next week's show, then all you got to do is go on to themusicbit.co.uk, vote for your favourite song, and I will replay it in next week's episode. Only got a couple of tracks left to play for you. The band that started off the show was a group called Troves. Really good artists. They're just starting to kind of get that bit of momentum behind them as well. We're getting picked up by quite a few blogs, getting talked about, you know, just starting to get that ball rolling. This is their latest release. It's called Afterthought.
Wide awake. Wide awake, yet I've been dreaming. I'm yours to take. Love is lost and love is gained. Tense the shake. There's a part, looks from afar. Savor the taste. Blood, sweat and tears conquer my fear.
Find the vocals on this absolutely stunning. That is Troves and Afterthought. You can get this as part of a limited edition release which they put out a couple of weeks ago. You can get it as a 7-inch. You can get the song which started off the show and then that one, or from their website. Just search for them and you'll be able to pick them up, or I'll put a link to them on the page for the podcast on themusicbit.co.uk. One more track left for me to play you then. It's gone really quickly this week's show. Not entirely sure why, it's just flown by. I do think that I'm a bit overtired, so sorry if I sound a little bit kind of hyper. Sorry about that. I'll leave you with something just to calm us all down. This is Sally Crosby and a song called Can't Raise the Masts.
I wish I could say that I was the captain of my soul, but I'm not. I can't raise the masts. I'm lost in an ocean as deep as my mind. Cause I don't know what the price of love is. Yeah, I don't know what it's worth. But to be broke, to be broke, to be broke, it's gotta be worth something. 3,000 miles and nothing would change. Alas, the roof is over my head that I created myself. Bookish and loddish, hopeless and fearless. Three little words that get stuck in my brain, taking me places that I don't go easily. And I'm not sure if I wanna go. But I'm not alive, what a price of love is. Yeah, I don't know what it is. What is my broken, 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 broken heart? It's gotta be worth something. Be brought, it's gotta be worth something.
Well, there we go. Its beauty was in its simplicity. That was Sally Crosby, Can't Raise the Masts, and that's me, done and dusted. See you next week. Bye.
This is
The Music Bits.